everybody. It's me, Maria, and this is Sisters with Sabers. What's happening? What's up, everybody out there? We did it. If you missed the last bonus episode, the Empire was defeated, but not forever. We've still got to do what we've got to do out here to make sure we don't have a First Order situation. So continue to vote, continue to be vocal, continue to participate in every election to keep those out of power that would have us back into those same situations. Thank you so much for supporting us and the show. With that in mind, we're going to speak tonight about the future. And by the future, I mean The Mandalorian, the second episode of season two. I have no idea what it's called, but it's starring your girl, the Frog Lady. Shout out to the Frog Lady. Ladies, who's on the line? Ladies, go ahead and introduce yourself so we know who you are.
Hi, this is G.
Hi, this is Portia.
Hi, this is Olivia.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, this is Mel.
Thank you, ladies, for being here tonight. Do we have an agenda, person? Tell me what we're doing.
I don't have an agenda.
Ah.
I don't have one.
That's cool. We'll fucking wing it. G promised us 90 minutes of K-pop, and I
I did not promise you 90 minutes. I probably have 2 minutes and 30 seconds of K-pop news, since nobody
I want it long and strong. Up top, tell me the K-pop news. What is it?
GOT7 has their comeback next week.
Woo!
Finally. It's been 84 years.
Yes, it has.
I can't wait to see what they do with the 2,000 won JYP is going to give them.
Thank you. Y'all took too damn long with that damn comeback. I was like, where my boys at? Where they going to come back? I need y'all to come back. Come on. Come on, JYP.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
All that whispering you be doing.
JYP.
Yeah.
JYP.
Come on.
And Kai from EXO is finally having his solo album.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So hopefully this means we're just going to get a bunch of videos of Kai dancing, because that's literally all that I want.
And singing. Come on. You gotta want his
true.
Well.
Like, he's a decent singer, but
I wouldn't say come on, he good. Shoot, he decent.
Yeah, he good, but those confession videos are great. Have you not seen them?
No, I have not.
I will post them in the chat.
All right.
And then we can watch the Mandalorian. We can talk about the Mandalorian and how Baby Yoda needed his ass beat. Just straight off the rip, he needed a spanking.
Look, all I gotta say, if y'all haven't checked out my video yet, go check it out. It's on my Twitter page. It's on my Instagram page. He needed a good old spanking, because I told Den to take him with me. Take me with him, I mean. I was supposed to come with him, but he just don't listen.
Den Djarin needed to get the Switch. And I'm not talking about Nintendo, just...
If ever a child needed an ass whooping, look.
It was Baby Yoda.
It was right there. It was right in front of you. You missed it. It was right there.
It was eating
stuff.
That's
how I know the Mandalorian is not Latino. Din Djarin is, for sure. For sure, Pedro Pascal is. But obviously, they don't practice that shit. Look, I grew up in a Cuban man's house. Look, he had no problems getting my ass, snatching me up. Look,
where was
I had
the
Cuban
flag
on my ass, like nonstop.
Oh my
you would have thought I was a damn nationalist.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, where was the space chancla?
Right? Something.
I want candy! Damn it, I hate you! You're ruining my life!
Remember our agreement? We have an agreement about how we behave in the store, Herbert.
Give me candy! Give me candy! I want candy! On candy marshmallows! Give it to me! Give it to me! And I want pasta!
He sure looks like a handful.
When he gets like this, I just don't know how to make him stop.
Have you ever tried beating his ass?
What was the bell?
Hey,
I guess I just hate to see a child go unbeat.
Like beat his ass. Just like, do it. Lift that little gown up.
That's all.
And beat those little tiny light green cheeks.
It's just that easy. And like, what kills me is how he ran off. He was like, you know what? Since I can't eat these eggs, I'm gonna go. I smell something over here. I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna eat it. And then after he caused the ruckus, this child comes running. What you running for? You caused this mess. What are you running for?
Just eating things off the ground that he has no idea what they are and if they could make him sick. Just
beat a baby.
Just spank him. Not too hard, obviously.
He doesn't know any better.
Yeah, he do need a good one. A good one. He should learn his lesson from that. I mean, he's 50 years old, so.
Right. And we're not talking about no Joe Jackson style beating. No. For the record. All right, everybody. Calm down. I know Rhea is not on the whooping train. So for Rhea, I will say this tonight. We're not saying that anyone's life should be in danger. That little tiny green ass needed a whooping. All right.
Told you once not to eat those eggs. I'm not going to tell you again.
Because, like, I'm going to just say this. The way, okay, when it first started and we find out that the lady frog, I'm going to call her Lady Frog, she just coming on, like she's coming on the ship. The thing that caught me off guard was when how he just scurried his little behind up that ramp right behind her. I'm thinking, oh, he's probably curious about the egg. Oh, he was curious about the eggs. He wanted to eat them things.
He smelled a frog and he was like, chicken.
I mean, he didn't even want to try the meat. They got meat. They had the freaking dragon meat right there. Bro,
he likes frogs.
I mean, he had that frog that one time, but after doing that in front of them kids in the last season, he was like, oh, so I'm not supposed to eat this? He just spit it out like, oh, okay.
So did you guys think it was like insensitive or?
I thought it was like a little messed up.
It was.
Yeah.
Because like he's killing off her kids, like the last of her kind. Like thinking about it, like honestly, it was kind of messed up. Because once I saw that, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I thought it would just be that one time. But no, he did it throughout the whole freaking episode. And then at the end, I'm thinking, oh, he's just probably wanting some more. No, that boy slurped another one in his damn mouth.
It must be good. It must be like crack. You know,
finger licking good.
It must
like
be
KFC.
Real good.
Like some Popeye chicken.
Yeah, it must be. And the frog lady is really the MVP of this whole damn episode.
She is.
Like she flew halfway around the galaxy going 20 miles an hour for some dick from the Geico little gecko. It must have been good. It must be good dick. It's worth it. Honestly, couldn't have done all that.
I'm calling it now. Frog lady Din Djarin OTP.
Hold up.
Are you serious right now? I saw a tweet about that. And then on top of that, people was up there talking about smashing her. Like they, I'm like, hold up, what is wrong with y'all? Y'all really trying to, oh God.
So they were serious and not joking?
I don't know if they were serious or they were, it looked like it was joking, but I don't know if they were like serious about it. Like, because you know how sometimes some people would tweet stuff and you'd be like, are you serious right now? And they'd be like, dead ass. And I'm like, oh, okay. But we got to talk about them. Oh God, I don't want to talk about them, but they were in the episode. Those spiders.
Oh, I had to look away.
What y'all thought about that?
I hated it.
I liked them.
Next.
Yeah, wait. The Kryka. It's a nice shout out to Rebels. I know. I was like, oh shit, it's the Kryka.
They were bad Rebels, but like in real life, wow.
Oh, yes.
And they just get progressively bigger and bigger.
Oh, huh?
When that big one came out, I was like, oh no, it's over now. Your ship doesn't even close.
I don't think I'll be able to survive in the Star Wars world, in the universe. I'm sorry. After seeing them things, first of all, on the Jedi Fallen Order, the game, on Kaishyk, I was like, hell no. Then seeing them in Rebels, I was like, hell no. Then seeing them again in this chapter, hell to the freaking no. I can't. I just have a huge fear of spiders. Like, I honestly do. It's just, that's disgusting.
What did y'all think about seeing Trapper Wolf again? Your boy, Filoni.
Oh, yes. I was like, whoo. I was like, oh. Let me stop. Look, let me chill. Because, like, I screamed out Dave Filoni's name. Me and my brother were watching it. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Dave Filoni. He just, like, looked at me. And he's like, the fuck? Who is that? I'm like, dude, this is the man that created the Clone Wars. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, you know, you could exit. That's all I gotta say. Like, you don't disrespect Dave Filoni in front of me like that, bruh. He does so much disrespectful stuff. But yeah, that was nice, though. Seeing him come back to help him in his little pop-up in the episode. I like that.
And also, yeah, an Appa from Convenience. That was so cute to see him, too.
That was awesome. I was like, oh, my God. Well, the thing was, see, I'm bad. I think I was doing homework while I was watching it. And then I looked up and I went, wait a minute. And so I had to rewind it. And then I went, oh, my God. I was super excited. That's always nice. And it was funny because my fiance did not recognize Dave Filoni. And I was like, dude, what? It was funny. He's the one who like calls stuff out to me, but I was finally able to call stuff out to him, which was nice.
Ha, in your face.
I think that the child is like trying to save those eggs or something. That's just so weird. Said. Like, I mean, yeah, he could just be eating them because he's like, these are hella good. I like this kind of food. But it is like super insensitive. Cause like when I saw it first, I went, oh my God, that's the last of her race. And like, I just don't think that, I don't know. Like, I want to believe that he's like saving them somehow.
I think it's an interesting characterization of the child that we're getting more of. Cause at first, the first season, he was just sort of cute and didn't really, and use the force. But now we're getting like, he's smart, but he's also very kind of mischievous.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
He's a little baby with more powers than he should have.
Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that the child is evil now.
Oh, my gosh, G. I knew you were going to
just walking around eating people's babies.
I knew that was going to come out.
I didn't even know they were babies.
Here's the thing. I thought he was evil when he choked out Cara Dune, but... it's kind of funny now that, like, after everything.
Yeah.
Like, actually, maybe he was doing us a service.
Maybe he knew.
Maybe he was like this fan service I think we're all
kind right
for.
The child had trans rights.
He said she's pretty sus. She seems sus to me.
Yes.
I like that the old lady vouched for the frog lady and she, like, didn't really know her.
Yeah, that was
amazing. I love Amy Sedaris.
Oh, that woman there.
If you've never purchased drugs, that is exactly what it's like to purchase drugs.
Oh my God.
No, I know this dude. He's cool. He's good people. Like, have you met him? One time at a bar. Nigga!
Oh my God. Yeah, and
that's the end of the story.
And it's pretty interesting how, like, now, like, even though we're two chapters in, like, we're in the season, I just like how we were able to see in each chapter that we got a chance to see people actually talking in different languages for this one. Because you didn't really get to see it, did we? I don't think we really got to see it. No, we didn't really get to see it in the first seasons, but in the second season, it looks like they might be doing a little bit more with the language thing, which I like. It was pretty cool.
Do you think the frog, like, eggs are going to they're going to thread into the actual plot a little bit more? Because usually with this, like, the episode, it's kind of like a vignette of Mando and the child doing something, and then they go on to something else. But I think since the episode didn't wrap up that cleanly, it might have to do with, like, there's going to be another episode, and then it's going to tie into the plot at large and why Giancarlo Esposito has the Darksaber. and stuff like that, maybe.
I think sooner or later we have to see Bo-Katan when we talk about the Darksaber. Like, she has to come up at some point.
I'm excited to for the next episode because, like, I did like the adventure and stuff that we've been getting, but I need, like, I need some more answers from last season.
Same.
But yes. I'm going to be patient, and I do appreciate, like, what we have been getting. I'm not complaining at all. I love that. It reminds me of the books. So it always captures me. These episodes really do capture me. But I do need some of these damn questions answered from last season. That's and weird. Also, I really want to see this Ahsoka. Like, they're really dragging it out for me.
Don't get your hopes up. I'm going to just say that. Don't get your hopes up. She You're might right. be there just for, like, maybe a few minutes, and then that's it, just for one episode. I think
I wonder if they're going to have Ashley do the voice, because I've been thinking about it and I'm like, I really want Ashley to be the voice. You know,
that's how I feel.
It is Ahsoka.
She bought and embodied that character. She made that character hers. Like, it was down to the point. Once we heard that somebody else might be playing her, a lot of people just flipped out. We were like, no, we want Ashley. Just Ashley. Ashley is Ahsoka. Ahsoka is Ashley. It's just, that's just how it is. I mean, Ashley spoiled us. I'm going to just say that. We got spoiled to the point we don't want nobody else to play as her. That character is very special to us.
I've been thinking about Ashley doing the voice for a long time, and I think if they were going to do it, they would have included her in the conversation, and she's been very vocal, Ashley has, that she was not included in that conversation, which is a goddamn shame, and probably a misstep for Disney, considering how great of an ambassador she is for the brand and what she's done for the community as a whole. So we'll see what happens with Ahsoka. I'm trying not to focus on it. This week's episode kind of reminded me of a lot of, like, a Clone Wars episode or Rebels episode. Mm-hmm. Like, we got our monster of the week, you know, and we're on our way, you know?
I always like to see, like, the New Republic getting started, like, doing the work out there. It was nice to see that.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of that, it was kind of funny how Din said, may the Force be with you. But the way he said it like he had no idea what the hell he was saying.
Well, I mean, doesn't that happen here all the time? God bless you. People say it all the time for no reason. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's just that scene. I just laugh at that. I'm like, dude, do you know what that is? Do you know what that means?
I mean, he doesn't really know who Jedi are, so no. He's like, Force? What the hell are you talking about?
He's okay. Like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, and then Ahsoka, he's going to meet Ahsoka, and Ahsoka's going to say it to him, and he's going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he's going to have a mind, like, what?
Hell, yeah. I wonder... like, that's what's crazy to me is, like, I'm not saying Ahsoka's gonna, you know, Ahsoka probably would not mentor the child, but, like, if the child were to get some Jedi training, like, is the Mando really gonna give him up?
Oh, God, because you know, I was thinking
can't have that relationship if you're gonna be a Jedi. Well, I guess you can in the New Republic, but... It's a very interesting concept because you're not supposed to have that attachment, which he was choking people out he was choking people out for the Mando when he's an infant, basically. Like, imagine what he'd do later.
Oh, God. I don't know. I think things might be different. Maybe.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And especially like him being of like Yoda species, like they're so force sensitive. Mm-hmm. Like I would consider it to be a great danger for them to have that relationship and him trying to be a Jedi. Also, how do you train a... That's what's crazy too. Like, are they gonna... He's so old. Like, he'll be... Like, I mean, he'll live for a long time. Yeah, like...
50 years.
I'm just speculating, guys, right now. I'm just...
My gears running.
The trainers are human, so...
Right. And it's like, how do you have all these relationships with people and then just continue
trying Yoda to begin with?
Exactly.
I'm so excited about High Republic.
High Republic's gonna really give us some answers about Yoda's past, and I'm here for it.
Cause he could be like a child for hundreds of years.
Could that be if it stands to reason that
like everybody of his like species is so force sensitive, like maybe they have their own version of like training and then he went off to become a Jedi.
Okay.
Which was like, like maybe it's rare for Yoda's species to join the Jedi Order and that's why there was only one of him.
What about Yaddle though?
Yeah, we can't forget Yaddle.
Who's she?
She's thick. She's the thick Yoda.
Oh. I'm like, wait, what you mean thick? I'm like, oh, thick.
I know. She's thick with two C's.
Yes, two C's.
Yo, Yaddle's fucking dope.
I don't know what is happening, but I will listen.
She's from, well, she was in the prequels, if you ever seen it. You really don't get, like, a chance to, like, see her, but you just get, like, a little look of her just, like, in the background. Like, in the council. You'll see her then. If you go back and watch it, you'll see her. I can't remember which one it was, which episode. But also, I want to point out that, what was it? The scene where the Lady Frog ended up reassembling that droid just to communicate with the Mando to let him know, like, look, I don't have enough time. My kids are going to die. So we need to get somewhere safe for them. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, she knows this woman's pretty smart, the Lady Frog. I give her props. Doing that.
Yeah.
Does the man just need everything? Does he throw anything away?
That's what I was saying. I'm like, you didn't throw that away, but hold up. They did do, like, if you didn't skip the recap, they show at the beginning of that previous episode where he ended up killing it. So it shows you that he probably kept it. So that's probably why they showed you that recap to let you know, oh, he kept this droid.
Why?
I have no idea.
He doesn't even like droids.
That's what I'm, well, no.
Spare parts, maybe?
Maybe spare parts. But when he came back to Tatooine, when he came back to, and the droids were running up to go and fix on it. Oh, yeah,
he was better with them.
Yeah, the lady was like, don't mess with him. He was like, it's fine.
His heart has been healed somewhat.
Somewhat. I guess he just doesn't fall for the evil ones. Those, he just knows those are working droids. Those are fine. The other ones, hell no.
So, anything else that anybody would like to talk about regarding The Mandalorian or anything else? We can talk about GOT7 some more.
Any speculation on where we're going next? We still haven't met Sasha Banks' character.
I keep on forgetting about that. Oh my gosh. I don't want to say it. I don't even want to make any speculations.
I think This, like, the frog lady arc is going to be, like, 2 episodes, and then maybe the plot will come and find us. And that's as far as I'm willing to speculate right now, because once I finished season 1, I was going, like, full Pepe Silvia in the Discord chat, and it was too much, so I feel like I'm just going to sit and wait to see how everything shakes out. But maybe she's also a Mandalorian in some way.
Maybe, or she could be just somebody. I don't even know. Like how those men, those people try to sabotage the Mandalorian for the child. I think she might be like that, but she might just be a new character that may be introduced in this season.
I wonder what kind of Mandalorians he's going to run into up there. I mean, it may not be what he's thinking. I mean, what if they're leftover like Darth Maul Mandalorians or something? I don't know. That would be interesting.
Where do we meet Bo-Katan? Like,
right?
Her take off her helmet and him be like, what the fuck?
Like that Pikachu meme. Insert Pikachu meme. He like...
And she's like, I'm more Mandalorian than you. I can take off my helmet.
So wait, we could take off our... helmet?
That's why, I'm not gonna lie, like, when I watched... Because I saw... Okay. So... I think I've said before on the show that I'm like a newer, like I grew up with Star Wars, but like as far as paying attention to everything, I'm more new with it. Like I really, so I feel like I saw The Mandalorian before I saw Clone Wars. So when I watched The Clone Wars and seen all the Mandalorian like stuff with that, I was very confused. I was like, why are they all taking off their helmets? I was like, is this shit normal? And I was like, what the hell? And I was very confused. But isn't there, there's like different like planets in that are connected to Mandalore, right?
Well, there's Mandalore and then there's the moon, right?
Yeah, they have like a moon and then they have, I thought they had something else. But they have like their own, and then they have like their own like cultures within the Mandalorian, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not one to speak on it because I'm not super knowledgeable, but I'm really interested about where Boba Fett's role is going and going with this show.
Oh, yeah. Because I heard that they, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but there was a rumor that they might end up coming out with a show for Boba Fett. But it would be cool to know and see more into what's happening and what's going on with his life now. And before, maybe before too, because I like to see that too. Just to see him take his own, take control of his own life instead of trying to, you know, being a bounty hunter and just be Boba instead of Boba Fett.
But who is Boba without being a bounty hunter?
Yeah.
That would be something pretty interesting to find out.
Mm-hmm. Very.
I want him to be a gardener.
He just bakes now.
Yeah, like something nice, like calming, like painting or, you know,
bonsai trees.
Yes, do something nice and I don't do that life anymore. I've turned over a new leaf now.
Maybe he's just growing like medicinal marijuana.
I see him doing that like,
hey.
Just growing spice, or however they make spice in the Star Wars universe.
But curious question though, do they have space weed though? Do they have that? I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I think they would.
Like, doesn't Jabba have like some giant hookah that he's always smoking on? Yeah. So
mm-hmm. I forgot. Oh, Portia.
I'm sorry, didn't have agenda, y'all. I just really didn't think. I don't know. Like, I just was like, we can just chat about the new episode, but that I didn't realize that we wouldn't have this much to chat about.
I think we talked a lot about it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We did. We did talk a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody's reaction we didn't get off of the Biden win that wants to say something about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great that he won. We can all breathe a temporary sigh of relief. And then we need to start doing the work that we need to do to actually move this country forward.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Just because Biden won doesn't mean we can chill out for the next 4 years.
Yeah, we're not going to stand by and just let you do whatever. We're going to call your ass out. Just because I voted for you, I got you. I put you in that office. I wanted you in that office for a reason, to make changes.
I wasn't able to participate in the reaction recording, but for me, like, I know I was really excited on Saturday. You know, it's not the end of the road of progress because that road is long, and it's not going to get. We're not going to reach the finish line tomorrow or next year. It's, you know, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of work, teamwork. And, you know, the problems that not just this country, but the world in general are facing, you know, aren't easy to fix. And that's why, you know, yes, this is a win. But there's still a lot of work to be done, but not just that. We have to keep our eyes open, not even just thinking, you know, ahead to next year, but for these next, what is it, like 70, around something around their days of what we still have of Trump. Because there's a lot of stuff that's going down right now, and it's really
there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of people. Because this is not normal, and it shouldn't be normalized. And, I mean, there's just, you know, there might be a coup, and there's just, we just have to keep our eyes peeled, be ready to take the necessary, you know, response, whatever that may be, and be ready to fight back for democracy.
I'm so excited for Kamala. I just want to say that. Like, that was so dope. I was crying. Ahsoka's dancing. It was just a really big moment.
Yeah, because as we were watching the speech, my mom, you know, with my parents, my mom just bursted out in tears. And I'm just like, this shouldn't be some, you know, she's happy that everything is, you know, going to come back to normal with the president, but I just wish we didn't have to go through all that stuff that we went through with Trump in the office, but it is what it is, like he says. But things are gonna be better now.
I don't know. Part of me, like, can't really be happy until January when he's sworn in and definitely president. Until then, I keep feeling like something bad's gonna happen.
I feel the same way too. Like, I have a gut feeling about it, but then I'm trying to ignore it. Like, I don't want to think that way. I still want to think positive because, you know, this is like honestly the only positive thing that has happened for us in the year of 2020. It's all the shit we've been through. It's mm-hmm. a lot. And this here was something that was good, but, you know, I try to think positive and not to listen to whatever my gut's telling me what this man might end up doing, because God, that man there is just ridiculous. And it's sad to see, like, he's still going on about this days later saying the whole thing is rigged when it's not. It's the truth. This is the honest truth. America voted who they voted for. You can't just go out and say you're going to sue a state just because you didn't win. Like, grow up.
And the thing about that too, the lawsuits, is that, and I've seen this observation made by different people, and I agree, he's not necessarily doing it because at this point he really thinks that he can, you know, steal the election or what have you. More importantly for him than that is to damage any trust that people have in the process. And it's already working for him because, you know, a lot of his supporters are echoing him and casting doubt over the process. And, you know, it happened as the votes were being counted, and it's still happening now. And, you know, it's ridiculous that those suits are happening. But what's even more ridiculous is that there are people, Barr and Pompeo and all these different people, McConnell, who are lining up and backing him. And what makes me mad is that at the end of the day, after all of this is done and, you know, Biden and Harris get in, a lot of these people, especially like McConnell, are still going to go about their lives as if they didn't try to attack democracy. And they're still going to be in office because they were voted back in for reasons I cannot fathom. They were voted back in, and they're just going to keep on going with their lives. And that makes me so mad.
There needs to be some kind of repercussions for the people who enabled Trump. I don't know what it should be, but we need to do something about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Big time, because it's basically they're just getting slaps on the wrist. Like, not slaps on the wrist. They're not even acknowledging it. It's just like they're turning a blind eye to it and just like, okay, we're just going to ignore that. Like, no. There needs to be something done, especially with Trump. He's gotten away with too much stuff. This man needs to be put in prison. I don't care for how long. He needs to be put in prison for a long ass fucking time for all the shit he's done. But if it was Obama in the office, it's a different story. They definitely would hop onto it ASAP.
They would, yeah.
And it's sad because it shows you right then and there what kind of America we live in.
You know, back to contesting the election. The funny thing about the GOP is that they are accepting the results of the Senate races, which were on the same ticket as the presidential race, but they are saying the presidential race is false. So I'm like, how does that work?
One of life's many mysteries.
How? Tommy, how did the machine do that? How did that work? How did we pull that off?
You know what, Mel? Through Christ, all things are possible.
That is true.
So.
And we know Christ is a Republican.
No, he isn't.
I live in Texas. According to everyone here, he is.
Why? Jesus.
The Bible. Jesus was. The Bible.
Incredibly punk rock. Like, he was hanging out with prostitutes and like Jesus
and the gays.
He would hate these people.
He would.
They have no idea. Like, Jesus would not roll with the Republicans at all.
No.
That person ever lived, which I don't necessarily believe that person's real or ever existed, but if that person did, they sure as fuck wouldn't be supporting the Republican Party or Donald Trump in any way.
And they would not be supporting him.
Mm. Love thy neighbor. Y'all forgot about that?
It's optional for them.
Mm-hmm.
disgusting. That's what y'all are. And then it was crazy is like now that Biden has won, they're just taking their flags down and their signs out of their yards. Don't go back into hiding, boo-boo. You was letting it all out then.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Today I saw
on the street. Let it out.
We know they, you. We have your number now.
I saw a truck with three flags. Two American flags, two Trump flags. Proudly driving down the street. And I'm talking about large flags.
Oh, I know which ones you're talking about because I got two people that like live. Okay, one guy, this neighbor here lives like two houses down from me. And he has this big ass pickup truck with a big ass Trump flag with his American flag. And then like a whole lot of other, like two blocks down, there's this young guy and he has this big ass black pickup truck, dirty ass thing, ragged ass thing. With this Trump flag, just flying. He'd be flying up and down the street just to let people know I'm a Trump supporter. Okay. Okay. You're telling us and letting us know who you are. And it's just crazy, too, like how I've seen people get upset at other people for ending friendships over how they would say political rights. And I'm just like, dude, that's human rights. People are Black Lives Matter. A woman having an abortion, that's nothing, that's none of your business. Like, we're having basic human rights. That's what we're fighting for. Y'all think that's political rights. It's basic human rights. Like, open, I don't know what to say to these people because they're just really stupid. Like, really stupid.
My whole thing is, like, the blatant... Okay, let me back the shit up with the question. Y'all hear about this exodus from Facebook to this website called Parler?
No.
So, like, a bunch of conservatives, I guess, are, like, fleeing from Facebook to some site called Parler. That is, like, some social media platform, I guess, for social networking. But it's, like, they think or something that it's going to be uncensored or I don't know. But my whole thing is like... And you can give me your thoughts about it because I know people don't like restrictions on like speech or whatever, freedom of speech, but there needs to be some type of like guidelines or rules about false information online. Like it needs to be a crime to just spread lies. Like it's insane to me that you can like they call out the president all the time from just like I'll turn on the news and it goes, yeah, the president said this today, which is it's not true. There's no evidence support to what he's saying. And I'm like, yeah. And then people get on Facebook or whatever, Reddit. I don't know where conservatives go to fucking talk about their ideas. It seems like Facebook. But it's like they're just recycling information that is not true. And it's just allowed. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's incredibly dangerous. And it's totally unethical that it's condoned like by these people in Congress because they're getting votes from it. And it's like you're running on lies though. Like that's not I don't know. I'm just baffled. And Maria, please you can edit this out.
I am editing nothing.
I'm just puzzled by the fact and then they go like, well, fuck Facebook for taking out fake sources. And we're going to go to a different website and spread more fake shit. Like, they're taking down the stuff because it's not true. It's not because Big Brother is against you. It's not true. This has been proven to be made up. And you're believing, making your life decisions and votes on it. Like, what the fuck?
And the only reason why Facebook is now doing this is that people are making them. They were totally fine with spreading misinformation because they didn't care. And now that basically Congress is on their ass about this, they've decided to do something.
I feel like the laws, like, definitely there need to be guidelines on, like, any website that allows communication with, you know, other members. So it could be a platform or something like Twitter, Facebook, you know, because it is dangerous. There are gullible people and to someone, they might be, someone might be able to see something as a lie, but somebody else might think that it's true. And a lot of the information, you know, that's being spread around can just have very deadly and costly effects. I mean, you can just take COVID, for instance, and how people, you know, are spreading misinformation about and downplaying, deliberately downplaying COVID. And we have a very high death count in this country that shows that, no, the numbers aren't made up. They're not inflated. They're not, you know, whatever lie it is that, you know, has been put out there. There need to be, for just so many different reasons, there do need to be guidelines in place because, yeah, the freedom of speech exists, but not, it shouldn't be used as, you know, freedom to deceive and delude and, you know, contribute to just confusion, mass confusion, concern, fear. You know, the guidelines just, they definitely do need to be implemented. And not just that, but Facebook, Twitter, you name it, they need to do better about getting on people for, you know, violating rules, because there have been so many exceptions made for people who go hard on breaking rules. And yet, you know, you have other people who aren't doing necessarily anything in violation of the rules, but they're penalized in some way, shape, or form. So not only do the rules need to be, you know, need to exist, but they need to be applied consistently.
Yeah, and like my whole thing is like, this is how, I mean, obviously, I know that most people are like they feed into stuff, but I know that they're like not going to go commit a hate crime, but they'll feed into like some of these lies and stuff. But I know that they're not like extremists, but it's like the perfect recipe of stuff to make extremists, if that makes sense. I mean, it's what they do in these like in vulnerable countries with terrorism, where terrorism is a thing there. And it's like, because like you have these people who are in vulnerable states and have been and are caught in the middle of the war, and they recruit people through social media. And since it's not happening here on a wide scale, I think it's like not like a thing that's like not on the forefront. But I think like with the what's going on with the election and people just becoming more ingrained and like standing their ground for standing up for their right to believe fake information, I don't know what it is. I think it's just like a really bad recipe, and it's not something that it needs to get checked, because it's America has a history of letting things get really bad before they get better. And social media has not been around that long, and I don't think we've seen the worst of it. And I think we're just getting there. And I'm not trying to scare people, but it's like, I mean, this is just insane. Like, this election has just showed, like, the complete disregard for science and relying on reliable sources of information. It's just not valued, I guess. And it's just crazy to me.
Well, I want to take this time to remind everybody that the Wisconsin shooter, that young man who shot those two guys, right? Guess what he was doing? He was on a Facebook group where they were backing the blue and supporting the police. And, you know, they had strategized, you know, we're going to go down here and set up a perimeter. They're not affiliated with law enforcement. They're just crazy people who think that they should be allowed to shoot people and carry guns because they think they're right. So for everybody that says that stuff's not real or Facebook doesn't make people terrorists, actually it does.
It is. And like, it's how you get people who are vulnerable or and the word vulnerable can mean anything, right? Like you've been wronged in some capacity or whatever. And you just get fed with these lies. And I swear they're like algorithms to just make you look at more extreme shit, like keep clicking at more extreme shit. Like if you go on YouTube and search like, how do I weed my garden. And next thing you know, you're like installing a whole raised bed. It's like, it's just always on to the next thing. And it's like, imagine what these people are listening to. And like, why is this so unchecked? But it's such a scary line because you don't want to encroach on people's freedom of speech and expression. I understand that completely, but it's just, this is insane to just, for the president of the United States of America, the quote unquote leader of the free world, just saying things that are not true all the time, just lying. And then the news sources are saying this guy is just, there's no evidence to support what he's saying, but he's saying it. Like, it's just, is this acceptable? Is this the new norm? And I think I take it so passionately because, like, my profession, in my profession, I consider myself a scientist. I have to implement evidence-based practices and measure thing only things I can see and measure, right? And it's like, why did I go to school all these years to learn how to do things ethically, reliably, and accurately or whatever for the fucking president of the United States that this same type of values and training not apply to him? Like, it just enrages me. I'm sorry, guys, that I'm off my soapbox.
No, you're not. You're not, just speaking nothing but facts, Lou. That's mm-hmm. all you're doing. You're just coming out with it. Like, and you got to realize, like, these lies did not start until that man got in the fucking office. He was just spewing these lies left and right. He realized, oh, I could get away with this, and just kept on going and kept on going and kept on going until it got to the point where it was dealing with people's lives, saying that the virus was a hoax.
And it's not real. I feel like politicians have like always been lied and stuff, but like they would just spin things to suit their mission.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like he will just straight up say things that are not true.
Yep.
And he has just no fucking guilt about it. Well, the reason why is he's a narcissist.
Yes.
No regard for other people. Like, he does not care. Does anyone else have anything to say on that?
I mean, look at what he did to Obama. The whole thing with the birth certificate. What?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
And that he was allowed to do it for so long, and that it went so far that Obama had to actually show his long form birth certificate. The writing was on the wall, but we should have all seen it. Oh my God.
And there are people to this day that still think he's not a U.S. citizen because of the lies he was doing that long ago, even have been true, been proven to be untrue. It's all it takes is, this is a huge, in my opinion, one big social psychology experiment for one. But it takes like one thing to get a confirmation bias in someone's head, and it's so hard to change after that. So you can tell that person that, oh, Obama showed his birth certificate, though it's not true. That person will still, somewhere in their mind, have that in the back of their head. And then the next moment something comes up to like reaffirm that belief, they'll go straight to it. And I feel like that's a huge problem with racism, but it's like, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just like, all this stuff was like, I'm becoming numb to it because I feel like I've been not really talking about it. So it's now coming out now.
So, yeah, that's normal. Listening. Yeah, it's normal to feel like that because, like, after dealing with it for so long, and now that you're finally getting the right person in office, you finally just let this stuff out. Like, you're starting to feel now like you've been holding that in for 4 years. 4 years of this bullshit with this man.
It's just scary because it's like these people who lost, it's still almost half the country, and it's still half the country who believes in this stuff. Like, these mm-hmm. people aren't going anywhere. And that's what freaks me out.
Yeah. And like a lady, like, you know, when this whole pandemic started with the whole virus with COVID, I'll never forget that time. I saw a lady literally tweeted or somewhere. I saw it somewhere. She said she didn't believe it. And I'm like, how the hell you don't believe it? And she was just like, well, my daughter has it. I'm like, your daughter has it, but she's not showing any symptoms. That's just how the virus works. It works like that. It's you either going to show symptoms or not. Like, I don't understand people. And like, just thinking back, because I remember 4 years ago when I first voted, I literally cried my behind off. I was just like, it's the end for us. And like, look what the hell happened. Because, like, my mom was just like, it's going to be all right. I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, it's not. Like, we went through a lot throughout these 4 years. And then this year as well, adding on, it's just too much.
And the thing is, too, is that, you know, I think part of the frustration is that, you know, you can't go backward in time. And so there's no going back to, you know, the time before these 4 years. Mm-hmm. And that means so many things, such as the damage that's been dealt. And there's been so much of that during these 4 years. It's not going anywhere. We have to, you know, figure out some way to move forward.
Yep.
And I don't mean in a way where, you know, we're like following whatever those absurd tweets about reaching out to Trump supporters. I don't mean move forward that way. I mean,
no.
Forward, you know, just move forward in time. But, you know, there's an awareness that I feel people all have now, you know, whether it's, you know, white people being more aware of what it is to be Black in America because of the things that have gone on in 2020, or, you know, we're more aware of how, you know, not where, I mean, like, there are a lot of people now who are much more aware of the fact that racism isn't, it hasn't gone anywhere. And it's not going to go anywhere tomorrow. And it's not just racism, it's bigotry. And what Trump did was, he didn't make racists appear, he just emboldened them, and they've come out of the shadows. And, you know, they can try to go back in, they can, you know, put their, like, Trump flags in the garage or what have you. But we know they're there. And that awareness isn't going to change. And it's going to impact how people move forward. There's going to be a lot of division. And that's what Trump has always been about, dividing people. And that division, you know, whether it's people, you know, families, family members, you know, parting ways with each other permanently because, you know, of different views, it's just division. Like, there's so much of that. But that division, some of that can't be fixed because there are, you know, people, for instance, we can take, you know, a parent who may be so hardcore about supporting Trump and a child who, you know, doesn't agree and they actually care about human rights and they've cut out the parent. That relationship may not get fixed. Trump leaving office may not fix that because they've learned about each other. So, you know, I think a tough part is going to be figuring out there's no going back to quote unquote normal. We have to figure out what is next. And that's not going to be easy. And Trump refusing to concede is not making that, you know, it's not making us able to get to a point where we can figure it out sooner. You know, it's delaying work. It's delaying so much stuff. Just, he needs to concede. And it's just crazy the stuff that's going down regarding his refusal to do that.
And all, like, all the freaking senators and shit that are condoning it. They're like, he's well within his right. What the fuck? Okay. Like, pushing this whole narrative of a voter fraud. Like, I know that, I know that mistakes happen. I'm not saying that, like, there's never going to be voter fraud. But, I mean, I highly doubt that people are, like, getting fake IDs to go stand in a line for 3 hours in Atlanta. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I just think it's, like, I'm, like,
it's a racist dog whistle.
It is. It so is.
Because, like, it was sad, like, how he literally was saying that people are using dead people addresses and information just to go and vote. I'm like, dude, you're just sitting up here with just coming up with so many lies. Oh, the ballots were found in ditches and trash cans. What?
That's what fascists do, though. They delegitimize democratic processes all at any time they can. And he's been doing that for the last 4 years. And it's scary because of how many people condone him and back him. Mm-hmm. Not just a tiny faction of the country. I mean, just based on what I saw from the election, it looks about half of the country thought that shit was okay. And that makes me scared for the future. So we have a lot of work to do and to stay vigilant. Because that's scary shit.
It is.
When you can just, you have a president in office who's just pardoning his friends who have committed crimes and need to be in prison. And he just is like, no, they're good. That's that ain't cool. That's not stuff that you would think happens here. Like, I was listening to a podcast. I like historical podcasts. And I was listening to one about Mussolini. It sounds like the same dude. It sounds like the same exact dude. Sounds like Trump. Like, it's crazy that this guy, like, he's just such a fascist. And it's all these gun-toting, freedom, you're not going to take my guns, having ass people that are supporting a fucking fascist. Like, it's disgusting. It's seriously just, they're so hypocrite. Like, they're just hypocrites. And it's also the main issue I have with Christianity. This is always, it's always felt hypocrisy. I cannot fuck with people like that. I'm sorry, guys. I'm
pissed. It's okay. I was telling one of my friends that, like, it was just making me so depressed that almost half the country decided that white supremacy wasn't a breaking point for them. And it's not only boomers. It was a significant amount of young people who decided that too. And like, that's something we have to live with for the next 4 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years.
It's just like ridiculous how people are just sitting up here saying this man could be president forever. No, you get either one. No, you get two terms and that's it. And your ass is out.
Unless he changed it.
I wish they would. They better not. Not for him.
If he got four more years, I would have bet that he would have changed it so he could get a third and a fourth and a fifth and just kept on going. And if, as long as the Senate stayed in the Republicans' hands, they would have let him do it because he's given them an amazing amount of power and they're not going to turn that away. The amount of corruption we've seen in this government. Because, like, there's some corruption that you just expect in government, but, like, the amount that we have seen in the past 4 years is astounding.
It is.
Like, they're not even hiding it anymore. They're just right anymore. Out in the open.
I was telling Tom that I felt like more white people voted for Biden based on COVID than race. I don't think white people really care about the racial divide in this country. I feel like more people just want to get on with their lives. So I felt like most white voters probably voted for Biden based on the fact that, you know, he had dealt with pandemics in the past and they are ready to get back to normal. I most white folks, I just don't feel like they really truly give a shit.
Oh yeah.
That's why they even went with him as a candidate, because he was moderate. He could appeal to those people that don't give a shit about race. Or I wouldn't say that they probably do care, but they're not out there on the streets. Like, they don't care. They're not really with it, you know? They're just with it on paper. But this is wild, guys. Like, yeah, I'm excited or whatever, but it's I got an eerie feeling.
Yeah.
Like when the election happened, I was stoked that Trump's, but like you were saying, it was Amanda or Mel. This is a very unusual thing that's happening. And it's not supposed to be happening. So it's just scary that, like, for what's at stake, it's happening in this context. It's making me very uneasy. So until I get, like, that concession, is it Is it a concession? Am I using the right word? Concession stand?
A concession speech.
Concession speech.
Right.
Until I get that concession speech from him, like, I don't really feel it. I'm, like, on edge.
Yeah, my dad, you know, it was funny. Well, I mean, not really funny, just sort of amusing in a way. He said that, you know, he'd have, you know, some champagne with my mom, you know, when they announced it, but he's not going to feel, he's not going to breathe a sigh of relief until Inauguration Day. Yeah. Because, you know, and that makes just so much sense. I think that there's going to be a lot of anxiety to be felt by a lot of different people between now and then, because there's just something happening every day that is making it clear that we are not wrong to still be worried that there may not be a peaceful transition of power. You know, I mean, just today, one thing that happened was Pompeo said that there's going to be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. And that got people talking a lot out of, you know, just concern. And, you know, some people say he was just joking, but joking or not, that's not what you say. And that's awful. And it contributes to, you know, people's anxiety and worry. I mean, another thing I heard was that the Trump administration right now, they basically top officials have made it very clear to anyone working there that if they start looking for a new job, they will be fired immediately. And it's just not looking good. And there's a lot of different, speaking of firings, you know, a lot of different firings with the Secretary of Defense, and something is going on. And it's, that's why I'm not going to, also not going to be fully relieved until Inauguration Day comes, because there's still time. Right now, Trump probably feels, you know, in his own way, backed into a corner. And once people are backed into a corner, you know, sometimes they might lash out and do something completely irrational. And this is a guy who does not handle defeat gracefully. So I think it's important for us all to be vigilant and keep an eye on what's going to happen.
Back to Star Wars. Just kidding.
There's a Gossip Girl reboot.
Oh, God.
There's a what? Yes.
A Gossip Girl reboot. It hasn't been that long.
It hasn't.
I'm not that old.
Oh, my God.
Didn't that show just end like 3 years ago?
When did Gossip Girl end?
That's a question for Google.
Yeah. Let's just stop rebooting things. Let's just stop.
It ended in 2012.
Yeah, in December.
Yep, they revealed that Dan was Gossip Girl in the most possibly ridiculous.
Spoiler alert. No, I'm just kidding.
You're so silly. I've never watched that show.
Me neither.
I've like watched the first two seasons, then I followed it peripherally through other people who were watching it on Tumblr, and I was like, wait, Dan is Gossip Girl?
I was still stuck on Dan being poor, but living in this amazing loft in Brooklyn. I was like, oh.
Like that is so spacious.
Poor because he lives in Brooklyn. I'm like, oh, let's get I can afford an apartment in Brooklyn. Like, what the
Especially now.
But it's crazy how they're just rebooting a lot of things. Like, stop.
Charmed.
What else? What was the I forgot the name of that movie. The Craft. They need to stop. Like, don't touch these old classic movies, because I fell in love with The Craft. That is one of my favorites.
I love The Craft.
Yeah, same here.
The Craft is like a wannabe goth girl classic, but it's a sequel, not a reboot.
Oh, it's a sequel.
It is.
Okay.
I still don't need it.
I know.
It's just kind of like there's nostalgia porn, and it's like too much. Like,
yeah,
with Disney too, like, make some new shit. Quit redoing like, everything. It wasn't
damn good. Bitch. I missed the early 2000s too, but it's not that deep.
Yeah, like
also, come on. If low rise jeans come back, I will quit.
No,
I will just cease to exist if low rise jeans come back.
You know what? Things that I wouldn't mind being rebooted. Things that, like, at the time period that they were made, the special effects weren't up to what they could have been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, with something like Dune, I don't mind Dune being remade because, like, now we can do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's fine right there. Like, I've honestly wanted to see the original for so long before they even came up with the idea of making this. I'm like, I want to see the original before I actually see a remake of it, if they do it, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing about, like, reboots that I, like, don't want to see but that they've been doing is, like, taking animated shows, making them live action, and making them really dark. I mean, because that's what they're doing with the Powerpuff Girls, and I love the Powerpuff Girls. And I was
wait, like, what?
Yeah.
But they already rebooted the Powerpuff Girls.
No, but this is going to be a live action version with them, like, I think in high school or something like that, and it's supposed to be really edgy, and it's...
Yeah, everything doesn't need to be dark. We already live in the darkest timeline. Let's get some fluff
like,
out
so
there.
It's like Riverdale, except it's like Powerpuff Girls. Oh,
yeah.
And come on, y'all. Stop touching stuff and ruining it. Don't touch Back to the Future. Y'all better not touch that even.
It's only a matter of time. They're going to reboot everything.
They don't.
They legally can't touch Back to the Future. Don't. Bob Zemeckis has a copyright on it. That's
good.
The only reason they have not remade that movie yet is because it's legally untouchable at this point. No matter if Bob is alive or dead.
Don't touch it. Don't touch that radio.
Yeah, don't do it. What about the Baby Yoda palette? What y'all think about the Baby Yoda palette?
Oh,
anybody got it besides me?
I got it. Mine came in. It came in. I didn't get a chance to put my makeup on because I didn't do anything with it because I had my makeup on before it came in. And I'm like, are you serious? You come in after? So, yeah, it's pretty nice. I didn't do any swatches yet either, but I'll plan on doing that. I'll do some looks with it too.
I did use some of the colors, but I think I'm just like that right color where they just blend right into my skin tone. I'm just like, no, I don't see
it. It's very brown girl friendly for me. I love the palette. The colors are great.
I don't have it, but I loved it on you, Maria, when you gave us a little demo for your channel. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey. I almost posted the whole tutorial. But I know y'all don't wanna have to suffer through, an hour of M&M.
Oh my God, can you just make a video? Wait, yes, I want that.
Yes,
just you doing your makeup to Eminem.
Can you please read me an Eminem biography while you do a Baby Yoda makeup look?
I do have his book. I've read it several times, so I can do that.
I would totally watch that.
For real, because a lady does that on YouTube. She talks about like weird events that's happened in history of America, like just in the world, while she does her makeup, and I'm just like, it's pretty good. It's you get two things in one.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I like to watch bad movies in a beat. Which is
did anyone see that Hasbro Mando helmet, the electronic one?
No,
oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, you can pre-order it now.
Oh my gosh. They need to stop. They know what they're doing. I'm quick to jump on to getting that. But the only reason why I'm not doing it is because I live with my parents and my people just be like, oh, you spending your money on stupid shit? All right. I got something for your ass. And I'm just like, look, I'm 25. I can do whatever the hell I want. But some in y'all house, I don't want to deal with y'all mouths.
It is $120. So I get that.
I don't care. That's what I want. I want it. I don't care. Let me get my man helmet. We're gonna get
it's
like 20.
It's sick looking though, and I think I would get it. I think it's worth the money.
Yes.
Did anybody see the new Mandalorian Funko?
Oh God.
him eating somebody else's children.
Yeah, I'm upset about that. Like, y'all really knew that uncle.
Y'all really baby Yoda has ever looked. And it's so wrong.
It is. Like, you want to like it, but then you're like, it's wrong. Oh my gosh. And then, like, people, not only that, but people are really upset that people are upset at Baby Yoda for eating babies. They're like, he's just a baby. He's eating a woman's babies. That ain't cute. How'd you like if somebody went on and ate your frozen embryos that you had on hold? You wouldn't like that?
I would actually pay for that because our embryos sat on ice for about 2 years and we couldn't do anything with them. And it cost me like $1.25 to get rid of them. I'm like, just flush them bitches down the toilet. It's fine. It's fine. I would love for somebody to come along and just eat them. Look, I don't need more Ahsokas. That is not what I need.
Uh-oh.
But I guess the people at the embryo facility were like pro-lifers. They just refused to let go. I'm like, ma'am, if you don't flush them damn embryos, I will.
Let it go. Maria said, let it go. These are my eggs. I mean, I gave them to y'all.
Does anyone have a support assistant this week?
I hate to say it, but no.
I do. It is. Where is it? Hold up. Love Vera. And it is a black owned lingerie company.
Ooh.
And they are releasing a nude line. And when I say nude, I mean they got every shade of brown in here. Listen. And it comes out next week. So I'm going to order the lacy garter belt and the bra set.
Well, what are their cup sizes like?
Girl, look. Okay. So you can check them out on lovevera.com. And they have their cup sizes. And some of this lingerie, look. Hold up. I could wear this shit to Detroit when I'm modeling on that mattress. That's what I could do. All right, so their largest size in a bra is a 38 double D. So that's as big as it goes. And they do 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X on lingerie. So I would definitely check it out and see what you can do if you're in that size range. But his favorite color is blue. And I'm going to get that bohemian lace bodysuit in a blue. Cause I'm trying to show up on that mattress.
Insert sexy music.
Ow. No, not sexy music. Violent music. We're going to be doing some other shit.
Pew, pew, pew.
Ain't going to be shooting something.
Okay.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah, so all of that to say, love Vera. So check them out. It's pretty dope. I love the skin tones. It's pinned to my Twitter somewhere too, if you want to check it out there as well. There you go. Pin this tweet. But yes, that's that shit I like. So that's my support assistant this week. Anybody else got anything?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening. You made it through to another episode of Sisters with Sabers. We will see you on the next one. Everybody say bye.
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 Goodbye.
See you later, alligator. Just chill till the next episode.
love.